And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Venomous Pinks. We do it better.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed the Venomous Pinks, who are allegedly the only all-girl punk band in Phoenix, Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, but we know of 50% of a garage punk band that are from Phoenix, Arizona, because we played them the other week, didn't we?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
That was the Darts. But anyway, never mind that. They've got a new EP out. It's really, really good. I really, really like it. I think it came via Squid Hat Records, so I really, really like as well. There's a lot of really, really's going on here. So.
Yeah, it really, really is.
There really, really is. What is the Venomous Pinks website?
TheVenomousPinks.com.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony One, Paulie B and Internet Nil. And we will be playing another track by The Venomous Pinks in future weeks. Now, this is the point in the show, Tony, when, as usual, I ask for your jokes and poems and get none. But it's all right, because I do need to do an early shout-out to everyone in the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Hey, hello, Duke's Arms.
So we might have lost the largest online alternative music internet station based in the United Kingdom, but we have got a pub in Northants now. But they've already moved us around the scheduling, Tone.
All right, where are we now?
I think they're moving us to Monday nights. I think it's Monday night now. This is as a result of us going out on a Wednesday or Thursday night and there being a walkout.
Yeah, weren't we basically played kicking out time anyway?
No, he played us way, way too early.
Ah.
We're on about 9 o'clock. I don't think he liked the people in there. And if you're a pub landlord who is tired of his own regulars, why not play Punky Radio out in your pub? Simply email paulieb@punkyradio.com and we'll do our best to help you out. It's a great idea, and I'm very thankful to everyone in the Duke's Arms who is still in there by this point.
Yes, thank you very much.
and now the Pussy Whips. So, we haven't played this band in a few weeks, Tone. Only got the album very start of this year. Portuguese Rock and Noise, Tone.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Really good. Sing mainly in Portuguese, but absolutely brilliant. I think you're going to appreciate this, Tone. What is Pussy Whips' Bandcamp page?
Pussywhips.bandcamp.com.
It's as easy as that. It's Tony 2, poorly being internet nil, and this is A Thousand Ways to Die. You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yes.
Indeed. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Oh, I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Go for it then.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. It is very easy. Just get it on, please. Thank you. So we've had two this week. First off, from Crash Induction.
And hello to Crash Induction.
Hello, Crash Induction.
Who are no strangers to the pub in North Ants of which we refer.
Ah. Just want to say thanks for playing us the other week. I did send Paul an email, but he appears to have mislaid it / not received it. It's a shame because it had a cracking joke for Comedy Suburbs too.
Oh, you're joking?
That's Iron Mike, and he says, apologies if you read the email. I'm a couple of weeks behind as usual.
Oh, right, that might be true then.
I don't know, I can't... you have to let us know, Iron Mike.
I shall revisit my bits and bobs, Tony.
There you go.
And my apologies in advance to Iron Mike when I find out that... that he's been a part of my bits and bobs and I've completely ignored him.
Okay. Resend him. No harm in resending it, Iron Mike, if you can.
Yeah.
Seth Ye Cat Milk has been in touch.
Oh, now, I think I read this earlier today.
It was today, yeah. Hi, guys. Just a quick one. I'm still waiting to get my own copy of Action Time Vision, but I was given a copy by a mate at work to tide me over until I can get my own. On looking at the track list, I noticed there's a mistake with the Kravitz. Or the cravats.
That would be better, Tony, the cravats.
Would be, wouldn't it?
The cravats.
This,
oh, you dress yourself up right smart. I know I'm wearing a cravat.
Lenny Cravats. this band was a local band for me and spent
that
many...
That would be a brilliant tribute band, wouldn't it?
this band was a local band for me and spent many hours hanging around with the Shend. The mistake is that it is Bob Dalloway on lead, not the Shend. I know Bob very well and he is not happy. But apart from that, what a cracking box set. Cheers guys, keep it up. P.S. I will be in Nottingham in April and will keep an eye out for you. Do that, Seffy Cat Milker. I'll be
there is no way that we cannot meet the Cat Milker.
True. April.
If there's an opportunity to meet the Cat Milker, Tony, it should be taken.
The prime opportunity for the year, one unit's in town, but I think that about March. Actually, no, it is. It's St. Patrick's
on,
Day.
It's on Pensaddy's night. It's on St. Paddy's night.
Something will be on. Let us know, Seth, where you are.
Yes, indeed. And thank you very much for letting us know about the mistake Cherry Red have made in the cherished box set that we've been featuring for the last 25 years. Mm. I will let them know, and I imagine that they will recall every CD, and no one will be able to listen to punk rock music anymore because one bloke was named incorrectly in one band out of 111. It's very important that we pass this information on as quickly as we can.
Listen, a bowl of box of Tipex and some pens can sort out. They're doing a new, possibly do new pressing, but yeah. Oh well. Thanks anyway, Seth.
It is annoying when you featured on something and it's been ignored, and it's like, oh no, come on. It's like it's not my only claim to fame, but it's not far off. Help me out. I'm sure they will correct it. To be honest, they're very good, Cherry Red.
Okay, good. So we'll let them know.
Yeah, once it's reprinted, I imagine it will be reprinted correctly.
Excellent.
And we can be the ones to do it, Tony. Changing the face of punk rock.
That's it, Facebook.
Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I'm going to play two songs in a row, Tone. Do you mind?
No, that's fine.
Excellent. Stay tuned for Derby-centred ska punk and roll by a band we've never played before called Addictive Philosophy. But first up, a band we have played before, but not for a couple of years, called The Masonics, Tony.
Okay.
This has come via Dirty Water Records, and they were rising from the flames of the Milkshakes and the such like, from that 80s garage punk thing. They've been around a long time. They're absolutely brilliant, Tony. They got a new album out, Oberman Rides Again, and this is the first track we'll be playing from it, but we will be playing more.
Right, cool.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Based in both Rochester and London, Tony.
Okay.
What is the Masonics Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheMasonicsBand.
facebook.com/TheMasonics. I thought you were going to get that, Tony. That's a rare point for me so far this week. Probably being Internet 1. Tony 2. Don't torment me.
You stare at me, whatever.
you're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
Thanks very much.
That was Addictive Philosophy and a track called Supernatural Race Fiend, which I believe is their new single out now. What is Addictive Philosophy's website?
Addictivephilosophy.com.
Addictivephilosophy.biz. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 2. I'm quite surprised at that score by this stage. I thought it was going to be 3-1, but anyway, things happen. We will hopefully be playing more from Addictive Philosophy in the future.
Okay.
Did you do anything last week?
I don't think so. I think it was quite quiet. Back to work. Had a band practice on my own, just writing songs at the minute. That's it, I think. Yeah. What did you go to?
It was the 12 days. Well, we're still in the 12 days of Paulmas.
We are, of course. A happy birthday.
Yeah, so my birthday occurred over the weekend, but it started off really last Thursday when I went and did my creative consultant nonsense in London town and then met up with Peter Buckley Hill, the king of the PBH Free Fringe and emperor, in fact, of the PBH Free Fringe, overseeing master, omnipotent being, super bloke of the PBH Free Fringe. However, during the meeting I had several pints, and during the meeting with Peter Buckley Hill I had a couple of pints, and then I met up with a friend and I moved on to rums because I was full of pints. And Tony, in the words of a stand-up comic called Anna Curl, I got overrummed.
Oh dear.
I got overrunned, Tony. Left in a bit of a mess, to be honest, but did get home, fortunately. Friday night last week, I did my show in Hitchin, and it was absolutely bumper and brilliant, and Ninya Benjamin was on, and she was headlining. She was fantastic, and she got her wages straight after the gig, and she went home, and she stopped off in Tesco's somewhere in London on the way home, and the next day, couldn't find her wages, managed to lose a lot of them.
Oh dear.
Very, very bad news for her.
Blimey.
Yeah. But look, I can't really care less. it's like, keep hold of your money, darling. And then on Saturday, which was Paulmas Eve, I went down to the Lion, which is like a pub I had been frequenting several times recently, and
nice
saw
pub.
saw a rather good rhythm and blues band, though.
They do have some good bands on there, don't they?
They do have good bands down there. They have bands down there that aren't my sort of thing, but I'm quite happy to listen to. It's like that, really. And it's a nice pub and all that. But I made a terrible mistake, Tone. Terrible mistake. Yeah, I went in. I was showing off about how I like cider and everything's weird and cool and that, and I didn't really look at the description very closely. And I ordered a pint of rhubarb cider.
Right.
Oh, it's too sweet, man. It turned my stomach.
Oh, dear.
It was awful. I had to go on to extremely strong stout just to get away from it.
Right, okay.
So it did work out all right. Sunday, which was Paulmas Day, I had a quiet walk around the pubs in my locale, Tony.
Okay.
If I'd known, I would have dressed up and worn a cravat. So I had Sunday lunch in the Willow Tree, then I went down to the Horse and Groom for a pint, then I went down to the Lion for a couple of pints, and then I went round to the Pelham for a pint or two, and then I came home and listened to Alien Sex Fiend, which seemed absolutely the most sensible thing to do.
Excellent.
So my Spanish lodger is now a fan of Alien Sex Fiend, or if he's not, he's out by the weekend. So that was that so far. There is still time to go, and I will be talking about what I'm doing this week later on in the show.
Okay, cool.
Should we play one from the vaults?
That would be sensible.
Right, so this is from the wildly inaccurate Action Time Vision box set from Cherry Red Records that has 111 punk rock brilliant tracks on over four CDs. The last time I looked was out of print, but isn't now, and we have been featuring tracks on it every week, but they have made a terrible typo in one section of the booklet.
Yes, terrible.
Yes, so we should really ignore them from now on and damn them, but instead I'm going to play another track because we are playing them right way through to Easter.
Okay.
This is a band called The Flies, Tony, originally from Coventry, who were around sort of 76, 77 time, not around for very long, but brought out some really, really good stuff, including the track that we're going to play this week, which features on Action Time Vision, J-Red box set. They have a Facebook page, Tony.
Okay.
What is the Facebook page for The Flies?
Facebook.com/TheFliesOfficial
Facebook.com/TheFlies And it's spelled
really?
T-H-E-F-L-Y-S. Yes, indeed. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony T. You're questioning the internet, Tony.
Wow.
You're questioning the internet.
I do all the time.
It's tell you what, the minute that you get a cravat on, you start acting above yourself. It's Paulie Beans Next 3, Tony 2. This is Love and a Molotov Cocktail. Listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Love and a Molotov Cocktail. I think that's what I'm missing.
Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
Sadly. I'd take the cocktail, to be honest. Cocktails and cravats. What's going on?
I don't know.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Yep, another week, more gigs. If you have a gig, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Do email me, as I say, it is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Also, if it is in the UK, that's fine as well. So do email me your gigs. I've got one this week from John, friend of the show, John from the Beach Boys. He said,
oh, that's the point. It's about time we played another track from the new thing they brought out.
Do we have it?
Yes.
Excellent.
I've just been very, very bad at it.
Good, good.
We'll try and do it next week.
Okay, cool. He says, quick gig for you. They're playing Tea Chances in Tottenham, 11th. What's that? Friday or Saturday? 11th
Saturday.
February.
That's this Saturday.
Right, there you go. He thinks they're on about 11 and it's £4 on the door.
Right.
So there you go. So I think they played it before.
Is there any information about other bands on? Or?
Nope, that's it. That's all he's got. It's a very quick message. So yeah. Beach Boys, Tea Chances in Tottenham, 11th Feb, it's this Saturday, £4. Not about 11, so there'll be other bands on. I think he said that's quite a good punk venue. So
it is. If you're in the Tottenham area, go. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be excellent.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Well, Tony, that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Sorry, I got something stuck in my throat.
So, oh my.
Which is why my dulcet tones weren't as good as normal. I'm going to play you two more songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
So stay tuned for a band we've never played before. This sounds like the first half, called Screamers and Sinners, who I'm very excited about, and you're going to love them. First up, a band that we played one track from their latest album. This is, of course, the Sex Organs, who, depending on where you try and track them down and what website you go to, they're from varying different places, so I'm just calling them Northern European. Right. They come via Voodoo Rhythm Records. They got together just to play the Fantastic Dracula Festival in Valencia in Spain, and went down so well that they just kept going, and they've been absolutely brilliant, and they've got this great album out right now. What is the Sex Organs website?
TheSexOrgans.com.
TheSexOrgans.net. You've been a bit unlucky this week, Tony, but after the thrashings you've given me recently, I'm not so concerned. Poorly Be Internet 4, Tony 2, strap yourself in. This is Itch.
Solo ladies me han amado. pido perdón por esta sucia vida. Llegó la hora, mi tiempo se ha agotado. Espérame en el otro lado. Nunca te he abandonado. Solo la solo me han torturado. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Neurótico, solo la solo me han amado. Oh no, oh no. Psicótico, solo la solo me han torturado. Oh no, oh no. Neurótico, solo la solo me han amado.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
All the way from the Basque country, which I'm not even going to call Northern Spain. I'm going to call North of Spain, because it's a country in its own right within the borders of the eastern three quarters of the Iberian Peninsula.
Excellent.
And they've got a new album out, which has come through. Did I say it's a band called Screamers and Sinners? I'm sorry. They've got a new album out, which has got a fantastic title involving the revenge of a Spanish legendary character who fed on the blood of babies and the fat of humans.
All right.
And he's called something like Sacramentatadas or something, but I can't find it now. Anyway, it's a great album. We will be playing more from it. I hadn't heard of this band before, and they came through via Christoph at Drunkabilly Records. And thank you very much to Christoph. He went to a lot of trouble to make sure that we got it in time, because there was a problem with the link that he gave me. And I sent it back, and he sent straight back, "There you go, mate. Sorry about that." I went, "Oh, you're a lovely bloke. Cheers." What do I know is, Tony, what is Screamers and Sinners Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Screamers and Sinners.
Facebook.com/Screamers Sinners. It's like they're cheating, isn't it, for you this week? It's like you're under real pressure. But if you type in Screamers and Sinners to the internet, you do find out all about them. That was a track called Horror Ladies, and the album's brilliant. Really, really good fun. So do find out more about them. Yeah. Let's hope that makes sense, Tony.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. We will be playing more in future weeks. It's a fantastic album, and thank you so much to Drunkabilly for sending it through. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I think possibly. I'm working a lot. I'm very busy at work for once, which is good. And band practice on my own again. I've struggled having a band practice this year. I think Carl might be busy.
Right.
So I'm just kind of defaulting to going on my own and writing songs, because we need songs anyway.
Well, of course, everybody needs songs, don't they?
I mean, we do. And I'm toying with the idea of maybe doing some demos to try and kind of progress it a bit. So I might try and do some demos with Uncle Wito.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, just because we haven't got anything kind of down, it'd be nice to know what it feels like. So apart from that, that's it.
Right.
I'm trying to plan my birthday.
And your birthday is when?
The 16th.
The 16th?
Thursday.
Right.
So I think we're going to try and go away, but we're trying to plan something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff like that this week.
I've got two gigs, Tony.
Okay.
I'm doing the Punch Bowl in Nottingham on Tuesday night.
And is that near here?
It is very near you, yeah. And I am doing the Canal House in Nottingham on Wednesday night. But because this podcast goes up on Wednesday, I've already done one and I'll be at the other.
Canal House, great pub.
That's the correct answer. So
yes.
Anyway, I'll be there, yeah. I'll be there on Wednesday. And on Saturday, in a change to the Lion's usual fare, as discussed, I'm hoping to go down and see a Bob Marley tribute band, Tony.
Oh,
that's right. I'll be taking a pretend reefer. Yeah, I am looking, and I might have a mate who I haven't seen for a long time coming with me.
Okay.
But hopefully, I'll tell you more about that next week. I've also got some big news for our friends in Belgium next week as well.
Ah, yes.
Yes, indeed. Which will give our friends in Belgium a week to sort out, I think. Will it? Oh, no, hang on. Oh, yes, it will. It will give them... No, it won't. It's be next week, won't it? Oh, I should have said it this week. Look, I'm in Antwerp next week, Tony.
Okay.
On the 15th, doing an English language comedy night. If you are in the Antwerp area and you can get off the ring road, do come and see me. Apparently, it sells out every month, so you'll have to get an advance ticket, but I do hope to see you. I'll be going on the Eurostar, Tony, your star.
Which would be sensible. You wouldn't want to drive there.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be on the Eurostar to Brussels and then the train straight through to Antwerp. I will be avoiding the ring road.
It's great, isn't it? It's like, I think it's probably quite a nice place. I've got a really bad impression of it. We've actually stayed in Antwerp and I didn't like it, but Steph reminds me, actually, it's quite a nice place. I think I just got a bit of a bad impression.
I think you'll have a good time. Tony, there is a Flemish dude called Michael Kietz who is convinced that Jesus is from Antwerp.
Right.
And I said, yeah, well, where's the devil from then? He went, Zurich, of course. I just didn't ask anymore. I thought he's so sure. That's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, that's what I'm doing this week and next week. We should play another song very quickly, shouldn't we?
Okay.
Yeah. Grand Royale, Tony. High energy rock and roll from Jönköping in Sweden.
Ooh.
A band, again, we've never played before, who I think came through the Sign Records. We do get quite a lot through from Scandinavia and Finland now. I'd put Scandinavia and Finland. But I find it incredible that there's so many small towns in Norway, Sweden, Denmark and Finland that give rise to such brilliant bands. But there's another one coming up right now. What is Grand Royale's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Grand Royale.
Facebook.com/Grand-Royal-2107389457627423. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't said default URL.
They haven't said default URL. That, I believe, is Paulie B Internet 6, Tony 2.
Shit.
Well, you've told us exactly how you feel there. Got to move. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Grand Royale, mate. Good track. Good band. Yeah, more great from them in future weeks. Have you got a twat for us?
No.
Oh. Knickers.
Yeah.
What are you going to do instead, Tone? What are you going to, how are you going to cope?
What am I going to default to? Well, I'm going to start by just reminding people, do email me your twats. What do I want their twat's name, where are they from, a reason for the twat, of course. Email me, tony@punkyrazier.com. Tat your email is a twat. All twats leave with thanks. We can't do the feature without you. I think I've resigned myself to not getting one every week, but if you do have one, do email me. We would like to continue the feature. Thank you very much. One reminder is what I'm going to default to is iTunes.
Well, Tony, have we ever twatted Lady Gaga?
I don't know.
I don't think we have. Did you watch Super Bowl?
I watched her. I watched on YouTube today.
Yeah, I watched Super Bowl last night.
What do you think of it?
Well, Tony, it appeared to be 4 hours of adverts interrupted occasionally by men in tight white trousers not doing very much, with a halftime gig from Lady Gaga, which I at first thought was a televised suicide attempt. It was very bizarre. Very, very bizarre indeed. She that first bit was great when she just looked at everyone and went, "See ya," and just dived off the stadium.
Yeah, it was great, yeah.
It was really good. I think she's absolutely rubbish. I've got to be honest with you. I didn't enjoy it at all. And you know, it doesn't seem like a year since I spoke about how good I thought Coldplay were the year before. And as we all know, I'm no fan of Coldplay. But I thought they did a brilliant gig in the halftime show last year. And I thought she did an absolutely appalling job of the one last night.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm sorry. You're going to tell us about iTunes?
I am.
Oh, unless you'd like to talk about Super Bowl.
No, I didn't watch it. I don't really get American football.
No.
Anyway. But yeah,
as I've said before, Tony, American football is what would happen to rugby if health and safety got hold of it and then handed it to Elton John.
We did watch the highlights of the English women's football. When they beat France, apparently. I think it's been yesterday I watched that. Yeah, that looked a good match.
Excellent.
And we beat the French, so all good.
We certainly did beat the French in that rugby, the prop sport.
Yes.
In a terrifying game.
It's terrifying. iTunes is slightly less terrifying, but more and certainly not as sporty. If you do have iTunes, you listen to us on your iPhone, iMac, whatever it is. Do review us. They've got their own little iTunes chart. It moves around all the time. It fluctuates a lot. The only good thing that does help is reviews. Not many people get reviewed. So if you do get a chance and you haven't reviewed us before, please do so. The quickest way to do it would be to go to punkyrager.com. There is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only. Obviously, it costs you, but it's nothing. Your review can just be Punk is great. Just review us. 5 stars. We'll read them out if you want to do a review. If you're not in the UK or the US, I won't automatically see your review. So if you email it to me, tony@punkyrager.com, we'll feature on the show.
And we should explain that we don't ask you about this for our own benefit. If we move up the chart, more people are likely to hear the show. If more people hear the show, more people hear the music. If more people hear the music, more people buy the music. And then alternative music keeps going in the world. So globally, you are all responsible.
Yes. We benefit, but very little.
Yes. In fact, not at all, to be honest, Tony.
Yes, not at all would be the accurate way of saying that.
Yeah.
I might get a free cravat.
Oh, from that. So you're saying it properly now, are you? Because from now on, I'm only going to refer to them as cravats.
Cravats.
Black Volvo, Tony.
Yes.
They're a punk band from Amsterdam / Leiden and are signed to TNS. That's not skanking, our friends at TNS Records, and they brought out a Black Volvo album and it's brilliant, and we're going to play a track right now. So we've started with some punk and we're finishing with some punk on this show that's only called Punk-E and should really be called E-Punk in terms of the amount of E and the amount of punk, but there you go, I've just thought of that, I'll never say it again. What is Black Volvo's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Black Volvo.
facebook.com/Black Volvo Rock. You've had no luck this week, Tony. You've probably been Internet 7. Tony 2, pants on fire.
They love the crossroads, success to make decisions, real or fake. I can't believe myself. I can't believe myself. Pants on fire. Pants on fire. Pants on fire. Pants on fire.
that's about the size of it this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. That was Black Volvo, Pants on Fire. And we will be playing more from Black Volvo in future weeks simply because they're fantastic. In fact, this has been one of those, I wouldn't say rare weeks, but one of those weeks when every single band we've played, I would really like to see live. Because nice. Some play bands or play tracks that, you know, are more suited just to listening to. But I think every single band this week, I've just got that feeling it would be brilliant seeing them live.
Okay.
Black Volvo, not the least. Maybe you could just briefly mention the internet stations that still carry the show, Tony.
Yes, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. Do check them out.
Thanks, as usual, to everyone who listens to this show, and thank you very much to the Dukes of Arms, Tony, for...
Hello, Dukes of Arms.
Yeah, for helping us to empty it on a weekly basis on a Monday now. That's about it. I might see some of you at the various gigs I'm either going to or participating at over the next week or so. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.